It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. Later this hour, we'll remember the life and legacy of John Lennon with Iowa Public Radio's Bob Doerr. But first, this time of year is usually filled with more events than anyone can attend. Concerts, theater, dance, and more. This year is, of course, different, but a pandemic cannot stop creativity, and many Iowa performers have come up with unique virtual performances to share. In the next half hour, we'll find out about four different virtual performances, but please check with your favorite groups to find out what they're doing this holiday season. My first guests today are Walter and Wagner Caldas. They are the Brazilian twins. Their home together for the holidays is coming up on December 18th and 19th. They are billing it as a one-of-a-kind interactive live stream holiday concert right from your very own home. That's the Brazilian twins with their version of O Holy Night, and Walter and Wagner Caldas grew up in the slums of Rio de Janeiro. Their music caught the ear of an NPR reporter years ago. She did a piece about them. That piece led in a roundabout way to an invitation and scholarships to study at the University of Northern Iowa. They've been Iowans ever since. They now live in Des Moines and in a normal year perform all over the place. This, of course, is not a normal year. They are on the line with me now. Walter, hello.
Good morning.
Oh, thank you for being here. And Wagner, thank you for being here.
Hey, hello, NPR family. Good morning.
Oh, it is wonderful to have both of you here today. And Wagner, let's start with you. What has the pandemic been like for you guys? I know it's shut down a whole lot of musicians.
I know, believe it or not, I'm coming from a different side, different point of view. It's been amazing. For once, we got the chance to stay home for a while, you know, because before that, before the pandemic, we were all over the country traveling, touring, and we didn't need have that much time to be creative. So this was just a perfect time for us to sit here and get creative, meaning writing songs, shooting videos. So we don't have much to complain, you know, especially because of the fact that everybody around us is also healthy. So everything is good.
Well, and I've seen a number of your videos throughout the pandemic. Walter, tell me about what you've been doing to connect with fans through Facebook and through YouTube and other things during these long months.
Yeah, so we got dried. No concerts. That gave us the opportunity to get creative, you know, so we got super creative. And then we came up with these the concept of the cul-de-sac concerts. So we got the chance to travel all over Iowa, doing mostly Des Moines, actually, doing a community, like cul-de-sac, literally, concerts. And the community would sit in their chairs and enjoy a concert. And this concert was so joyful. Everybody was so happy. We were so happy because for the first time, we got the chance to meet our neighbors, Iowans, as we were playing our concerts in the street. It was so organic, like we saw neighbor hugging each other and get to meet their neighbors that they had lived for like 5 years beside each other. They didn't know who they were. So it was amazing. It was amazing.
Well, and tell me about the idea for this holiday special. Wagner, where did you guys get this idea?
So we do a Christmas concert every year. We play in theaters, and most of the years we are able to sell out our Christmas concert. And this year we are almost on the verge of letting it pass because of everything that's going on. And then, boom, a light bulb just went on. And we came up with this idea to do it online, you know, since a lot of people is going to be home and a lot of people are not going to be able to travel to the parents, friends. So we came up with the idea of reach them wherever they are. And so now we came up with this concept of the live Christmas show, which is going to be awesome, people. the idea came up from the point of view that it's such a different, unique, aka weird year that we thought there are so many people that lost their loved ones, so many people that are going to spend Christmas alone at home because their plans of meeting their family got canceled. And it's just been such a weird year. And then we thought, no, let's be there. That's our chance to be there for those that are not going to be with their family. Let's go into their house and let them into our house. So the idea is home together for the holidays. We are going to be at your house and they're going to be at our house. It's a Christmas party that would not happen.
Well, and you call this an interactive concert. What's the interactive part of it?
So, yeah, they can message us, they can talk to us.
Okay, yeah, Wagner, go.
Yeah, I'm way smarter than he. I'm sorry
for
that. I'm listening.
Don't let him fool you.
Yeah, so it's going to be super interactive because it's going to be beyond music. We are not going to just sit there and play Christmas songs. No, we want to play games. We want to ask you questions. We want answer questions, you know. So it's going to be a super nice evening where we are all literally together. You can ask a question and answer questions, play games with us. We are going to give prizes away. So it's going to be super nice, super fun.
Well, and Walter, did you have anything you wanted to add to that?
Don't listen to him.
That was about it. That was about it.
So, but this is, you've built this as an international experience. It'll be at 7 p.m. our time. So are you hoping that you'll have a lot of Brazilian fans joining us too, Walter?
Yes, beyond Brazil even. We are thinking like Europe, everybody. Like we are reaching, because we have friends in so many different places. We are just reaching out to them and they are super excited. So it's going to be like international concert. So we are super pumped about that.
All right.
Yeah. And beside the fact we are very famous, people know us everywhere.
Yes. So the first time I interviewed you guys, you talked about what it was like when you first came to the United States and you came to Iowa to study at the University of Northern Iowa. And it was August and the sun was shining, but it was unusually cold, is what you told me. And that you were stunned by how cold you were in August in Iowa. So, Wagner, I watched this video of Oh Holy Night, and it is so beautiful. But there you guys are out on the street in a small, beautiful town in Colorado, clearly performing in freezing temperatures. Have you embraced winter in Iowa now?
No. So
that's doing it for
guys,
the fans.
You're listening to this. If you're listening to this, go there, take a look at our video. It's Oh Holy Night. It's in Frisco. We shot that at 5 in the morning, and it was -6. We have pictures in our page showing the temperature. It was miserable, but the video turned out good. We are smiling and pretend we're having a great time.
And before we run out of time, also last time I talked to you, Wagner, you were recovering from cancer. How is your health?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. Yeah, I got diagnosed with cancer 5 years ago. I did 6 months of treatment, very hard treatment. I was living in the hospital for 6 weeks, and now I'm doing great. It's been 5 years and no complaints.
Oh, yeah, that's
the Christmas spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys clearly do love Christmas and love to play holiday music. Walter, what do you want people to take away from your concert and the experience they have with you?
Yeah, I think particularly like I love Christmas. Like I'm the type of person that I listen to Christmas music in the summer. And the Christmas is not only, the reason why I listen to Christmas music in the summer is not only for the music, but for the energy that it brings, the vibe. There is something about this time of the year that it's special, and we want to share that energy with others. And it's about it, the energy of Christmas, of being together, of family, of everything. Jesus, the whole thing of Christmas is just so special that I want to share with everybody.
Wagner, do you have anything you want to add to that?
Yes, I want people to tune in just so they learn a little bit more about us and take home. I wanted them to turn off their computer or whatever device they're watching us on and feel good about the show, feel good about where they are in their lives, and just go on with their days and with their lives in a very, very positive note. You know, I want to move people into a very good place. My brother and I are huge believers on the energy, you know, positive energy, and we want to use this opportunity to share positive energy with the world. So hopefully they are going to join in the show, have fun, and realize that life is beautiful.
The two countries that you guys call home are two of the countries in the world that have been hardest hit by this pandemic. So I'm sure you've been thinking a lot about people in Brazil and of course, a lot about your neighbors here in Iowa. Walter, do you have a message for us because of the pandemic as well?
Yeah, just my message for the pandemic, it's going to pass. Like, life is made of ups and downs, just hanging there. And I think in general, like, life is beautiful, no matter what part of it. Life is beautiful, and that's what we are all about. Just keep your heads up and keep being happy, and it's gonna pass.
Walter and Wagner Caldas, thank you both so much for being here today.
Yes, thank you for having us again. You guys are awesome.
Happy holidays to both of you.
Happy holidays.
The Brazilian twins have their Home Together for the Holidays interactive concert coming up on December 18th and 19th. You can find out all about that on their website and through social media. They are asking just $10 for tickets to this event, hoping to hear from people all over the world. And we're going out of this segment before we find out about some more events with Terror of the Bells by the Brazilian Twins. This is Talk of Iowa.
The past year has been among the toughest, if not the toughest, in our lifetime. But you know what? Public radio and IPR were built for times like this. We were built on a foundation of real journalism, editorial independence, and listener support. In fact, editorial independence and listener support go hand in hand. It's that listener support that provides such robust editorial independence. And that's why your support matters, especially now. Please give if you can at iowapublicradio.org. It matters. Thanks so much.
It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. This time of year is usually filled with so many performances that even if you love to go to the theater to catch some live music, to see a play or see a dance performance, you can't possibly go to all of them. This year, of course, the calendar looks very different, but a lot of performing artists all over the state of Iowa have gotten very creative. And we're only finding out about just a handful of really innovative virtual performances that are happening this year. Please look around your community, get in touch with your favorite groups, because chances are they're doing something very interesting. An Eastern Iowa holiday tradition is going to the Nutcracker at the Englert Theater in Iowa City, put on by Nolte Academy of Dance and Music. Staging the Nutcracker is, of course, not in the cards this year, but dancers and dance lovers will not be disappointed by the version that they can stream from Nolte Academy. Leslie Nolte is the founder, artistic director, and effect co-director at Nolte Academy. Hello, Leslie.
Hi, Charity. Thanks for having us on.
Well, thank you so much for being here. And I know that putting on the Nutcracker every year is the biggest effort that you do at Nolte Academy every year in the midst of many other amazing performances throughout the year. But it's a huge production. With the pandemic, did you think you were just going to have to cancel it outright?
We assumed so, absolutely. We were hoping, you know, in March we thought, oh, Englert will be reopened by December. Let's not panic. And then as the months went on, we of course saw reality, and we just had to take a look at it. And of course, the Nutcracker is so huge. We start in August. There's over 200 people involved, a live orchestra, and so when all of that just disappears, it was too heavy. But the biggest piece that we wanted to maintain truly was the work for the dancers. Each year, the dancers, it's a huge educational tool within their sort of book of education in ballet. And we didn't want to totally miss that. So my ballet director, Sarah Berrigan, and I just started, you know, putting the pencil to the paper with conversations with the Englert. And we just decided, how can we actually make this happen in a completely different reality?
And it is a completely different reality. You have taken dancers out of the theater and really turned it into a cinematic event. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Absolutely. So when you take so much tradition out of the Nutcracker, the stage, of course, a 200-person cast with a live orchestra, Sarah and I really decided to sort of jump ship from tradition. And so now it's a Nutcracker film that is completely original, really, with the divertissements and music that you've, of course, come to know and love. So an actual... an alum from Nolte Academy, Ellie Brown, wrote us a little, you know, sort of schematic screenplay, for lack of a better explanation, of beginning to end. And what we do is we take Clara, traditionally Clara, her name is Zuri, and we take her in-studio experiences and dreaming of the Nutcracker. And in order to get from Nolte Academy to the Englert, she is brought on this Iowa City journey of really sort of public art and shapes around the Iowa City area. So you'll see our dancers dancing through the columns of, I probably don't have that right word, but at the Walker Homestead, our bright hot pink flowers come dancing forward through the
vineyard.
Where the vineyards are, yeah. Of course. Yeah, and then the snowflakes are dancing along the Iowa River in front of the IMU, and you'll see the sugar plum and the sugar plum fairy attendants on the big rocks in front of Hancher. So what we've done, and then our visual artist, Kyle Powell, she is one of our art teachers for the Performing Arts Preschool. She created this beautiful map. So the map comes to life, and it is it's completely original, and it's still made for and with children. So it's, you know, it doesn't feel like you're sitting in a movie theater with a big bump, 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 bump.
Right, right. You know, it is also, it's also still in partnership with the Englert. Some of it was shot in the theater, right?
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah, so we waited for the Englert's, some of the renovations to be finished. So the stage was ready for us with the brand new brick wall that we were all excited to. It was, you know, a historical little thing is when you quick change in the back of the Englert, if you hit the brick the wrong way, some of it would sort of fall off. But it was the charm. It was the charm of a quick change of the Nutcracker. Don't let your tutu or the tulle get stuck on the brick. And so anyway, not part of the story, but we walked into the Englert with their brand new brick wall, which we all gave a little bravo, welcome new wall to our Nutcracker situation. Anyway. So we get back on the stage, and directorially with Sarah, we flipped it. So the cameras, we had a 3-camera crew plus, you know, our editing team, which is different than, of course, a normal set design team that we've all been learning as sort of a new way to present this. And so we have turned the front of the stage to actually that big new brick wall, where the cameras were capturing our dance at the vantage point of what a dancer would. So the audience is actually in our background.
Oh, wow. Well,
it's pretty.
Yeah. And this is going to be a unique experience. And of course, it means that by the time people start seeing it, your work is pretty much done, which is going to be a little more restful for you than usual, I'm sure.
This is the first time our family has put up a Christmas tree before December 15th. And it was, there's a silver lining. We're
right.
Like, wow, this is not hurried and rushed. And
well,
one little change.
Right. Well, I hope you enjoy it. And I hope that a lot of people get the opportunity to see it. It will be start streaming December 11th. Performances December 11th, 12th. And you can get tickets through the Englert Theater. Leslie Nolte, thank you so much.
Thank you, Charity. Happy holidays.
You too. Leslie Nolte of Nolte Academy of Dance and Music again. They're still putting on a Nutcracker this year, but it's a very 2020 Nutcracker with the Englert Theater in Iowa City. And you can find out more about that at theenglert.org. And another Eastern Iowa holiday tradition is the annual holiday show at Theater Cedar Rapids. But of course, going to the theater isn't safe this year. Theater Cedar Rapids has come up with an alternative. At Home for the Holidays streams from December 11th through December 18th. Katie Hallman is Executive Director of Theater Cedar Rapids. She's with me on the line. Hello, Katie.
Hi, Charity.
Thank you for being here. And I know this has been an incredibly challenging year for you. You've been coming up with a lot of creative ways to perform throughout the entire year, right?
We have. We moved very quickly to producing theater online as quickly as we could, as much as we could, starting last spring. And it's really just been all about meeting our audiences and meeting our performers where they are. And for our audiences, that means they're at home. And it's been a thrill. It's been exciting. As Leslie was saying, we're all learning a lot. We're so grateful. We work with a locally based filmmaker, Adam Orton. He's been doing our filmography. And it's been a beautiful experience and a big learning curve for all of us.
So tell me about At Home for the Holidays. What's it like?
Sure. Well, At Home for the Holidays is an evening of stories and songs that are told by some of your favorite TCR performers. It's hosted by Dave the Mouse, and this whole story concept was conceived and written by Joe Link, and Joe is Dave's special friend. Yeah, but Dave is a little mouse puppet, and he will be taking us through the evening as these performers tell some of their favorite memories and silly stories from the holidays.
All right. And as people can stream this, how does that work? Is this going to be at specific times that people can join, or once they buy a ticket, can they watch it whenever they want?
Yeah, so we have a couple of ways that folks can engage with us. You can absolutely, we have a pay what you can single ticket model. You go online to our website, theatercr.org. You can buy a single ticket and watch it at 7:30 at night, or there's a matinee performance as well, December 11th through the 19th. You can also buy a subscription, and that allows you to watch it anytime you want. Through the holidays. It'll be available long after the holidays. So you've got a couple of options that you can explore on our website.
As you are thinking about the future, given all that you've learned during this year and the knowledge that this is not over, what does the future look like for Theater Cedar Rapids?
Charity, I don't know if it's just the holiday spirit, but I'm starting to feel like there's a light at the end of the tunnel, even though it might be a little ways away. And we talk a lot about how the lessons we've learned this year are not for now lessons. These are forever. Things that we've learned about how accessibility has been broadened by virtual offerings, those are invaluable. We will be virtual for a while. We have plans that take us at least through the spring. We also went outdoor with theater for the first time, partnering with our longtime collaborators, Bruce Moore. We took theater outside with them in October, and we have more plans for that to come until it's safe for us to gather 500 of your best friends in the auditorium or 100 in our Grandin studio space. So we're keeping an eye on how we can just make sure that live theater continues to reach our audiences and that our performers can keep performing no matter where they are.
For people who join you for this holiday experience this year, what do you hope they take away from it?
Just a touch of that TCR holiday magic. it's hard. We miss it. We miss having this building really full right now. But the whole story is filmed in our auditorium, which so many thousands of people love every winter. So we want them to feel TCR when they watch it, see the space, even though they're watching from their living rooms, and watch it with their whole family. That's part of the appeal of coming to TCR in November of December every year. You're likely coming with your littlest kids and your great-grandparents. And so we want you to have that opportunity even while you're watching at home.
Well, Katie, thank you so much for talking with me.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Charity, and stay well.
Yeah, you too, and happy holidays.
Thank you.
Katie Hallman is executive director of Theater Cedar Rapids. Their performance this year is At Home for the Holidays and streams from December 11th through December 18th. And of course, the nice thing is, no matter where you are, you can get involved with these different performances because you don't even have to leave home. Iowa Public Radio Studio One usually hosts a holiday concert in Des Moines that people go to, but you also get to hear it on the radio. This year, we had to get creative too. You can join Iowa Public Radio Studio One and XBK for the Holiday Special, an original musical for a pandemic year, at 7 p.m. on Sunday, December 20th at iowapublicradio.org. Lindsay Moon is here now. She is Iowa Public Radio's digital producer and organizer of the Holiday Special. Hello, Lindsay.
Hi, Charity. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for being here. And I can imagine it would have been easy to put together just a musical performance, bringing together some musicians and putting that on the radio. But that wasn't good enough for you. And then the folks at XBK and Studio One, tell me what this production is.
So imagine this. An evil villain has stolen all of the live holiday entertainment in Iowa, and so a cast of folks from Iowa Public Radio, as well as musicians across the state, band together to go on the hunt to not only find this villain, but bring back the holiday cheer. And so that's the storyline that the Holiday Special exists around. It's a multimedia collaboration between more than 40 musicians and creatives around the state. It's really a radio drama that's very music heavy in the style of IPR Studio One programming. Madison Ray of The Finesse, Charlie Reese and Megan Helmers wrote the script. And it's a really fun sort of journey around the Iowa music family. We hear from a lot of folks that we hear from regularly on our air, and we wanted to do something that was really fun and interactive, and the Christopher the Conquered show is usually a lot of fun to go to in person, and we just couldn't do that this year, so we decided to produce a musical. There are going to be music videos that correspond with some of the songs in the special that will exist on YouTube that you can find there. And I'm really excited for everybody to hear it. It's a lot of fun, and it's been a lot of fun to work on.
So it's a radio special, but also a live streamed presentation. So there's also a caricature artist involved in this as well?
There is, yeah. So we initially really wanted to get together and shoot this so that it would be sort of a film presentation, what you've been talking about with other groups. And we were unable to do that because of COVID, and really wanted to follow the social distancing and safety guidelines that have been put forth by the CDC during the production of this process. So the music videos are going to be listed. We also wanted a way for people to be able to watch on YouTube. And so there is a caricature artist. His name is Scott McBride, and he is drawing the story of the special. And so you can tune in on Sunday, December 20th at 7 p.m. to listen to the special, or you can watch on YouTube and you'll hear the same thing that folks are hearing on the air, but you'll see an illustration come to life that tells the storyline of the holiday special. It's going to be really cool.
In reaching out to musicians and other performers all over the state of Iowa, I can imagine it's been a really frustrating year for people. Did you learn anything interesting from the people who came together to make this happen?
You know, so one of the things that I really don't want to get lost in the message of this story is that, you know, even though stages and venues might be closed because of the pandemic, they don't have to go dark. A lot of the folks that have been involved in this project have been involved with the Save Our Stages movement and the National Independent Venue Association. XBK is one of our partners. They've been actively involved in that movement since the beginning of the pandemic. And musicians and artists have really struggled this year. Independent venues in the state were some of the first places to close, and they're going to be some of the last to reopen. And we haven't seen really directed specific support for some of those venues. We're really sitting on the edge of a renaissance of creativity in Iowa, I think, when this pandemic fog lifts from our lives. But we won't be able to watch that unfold in the same way if the ecosystem of stages and venues that support that kind of art don't exist when that time comes. So one of the things that I really want to make sure that people take away from this is that the Save Our Stages movement is important. And we really wanted to highlight, you know, the work that some musicians around the state have done to really try and call some attention to that over the course of this year.
Now, I know you're excited about everything in this, I can tell. But is there one thing in particular that you're most excited about when the special finally reaches eyes and ears all over Iowa?
Yeah, so there's a new track that's going to be debuting in this special by Desharm Jones of Des Moines. It's called On the Darkest Night, and it's off of their forthcoming record, which will be released in January of next year. It was written and inspired by the pandemic, and it's a very hopeful song. I'm excited for folks to hear that. If you're a Liz Mohan fan, she's rewritten the lyrics to her single Red to be about Santa, and that's going to be presented online with some beautiful aerial dance by an aerialist in Iowa City named Mimi. And I'm just really excited for everybody to see the video presentation. There's some amazing videos that were shot by our partners, XBK. It's just going to be a really fun special. I'm excited for everybody to hear it. I hope that you smile as much listening to it and watching the videos as I have working on it so far, because it's really brought me some cheer that I needed this year. So I hope that that's what it brings to everybody else.
Oh, that's great. And we're going to go out with the Surf Zombies playing some Sleigh Ride. Lindsay Moon, thank you so much.
Thank you. Everybody, tune in on the 20th.
Lindsay Moon is IPR digital producer and organizer of the Holiday Special, an original musical for a pandemic year at 7 p.m. on Sunday, December 20th on Iowa Public Radio and iowapublicradio.org. This is Talk of Iowa.
Once upon a midnight weary, artists of Iowa discovered something quite dreary. In a pandemic year, an evil villain is out to steal the holiday cheer!
No live entertainment? Get out! No way! I'll save it myself if I have to. I'll do it today!
Join Iowa Public Radio Studio One and XBK for The Holiday Special, an original musical for a pandemic year, at 7 p.m. on Sunday, December 20th.